Hello and welcome to the Supercast. I'm your host, Superintendent Anthony Godfrey. He will be running up warped walls, attempting notoriously difficult rope climbing, and racing through gravity-defying obstacle courses. On this episode of the Supercast, we head to the gym with Mountain Ridge High School senior Tyler Kurtzals. Tyler is training to become the next American Ninja Warrior on the TV show, which premieres on Monday, June 6th. Find out what it takes to make it as an elite athlete in an extremely difficult and demanding sport. We are here at the Impact Ninja Gym with Tyler Kurtzals talking about his American Ninja Warrior quest. Tyler, thanks for taking time with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So you're a student at Mountain Ridge.
Yep.
What year are you?
I'm a senior.
So you're a senior at Mountain Ridge, and I know you've been an American Ninja Warrior fan for a long time. Tell me about when you started watching and what got you interested in this, and then I want to talk about what's ahead for you.
So I got interested when I was 8 years old. I was just scrolling through the recorded list of TV shows on TV, and my mom had recorded this show called American Ninja Warrior, and it was just this super cool, giant playground to me at the time. I was like, as a kid, I would climb on just about anything you could think of, trees, hallways,
yeah,
doors. I would climb on doors.
Wow.
And it just looked so much fun. It was like a giant playground for adults with extreme obstacles, and I was hooked from age 8 and started competing when I was about 14 years old.
Now, we've been watching it as a family. My two boys really like it. We've watched it for years as well. And it is a lot of fun to watch and cheer for certain people. So can you describe a little bit more to those who may not have watched American Ninja Warrior what it involves?
So American Ninja Warrior is an obstacle course TV show. It starts with a qualifying round where they call about 500 participants to a certain city, and then they film 5 separate qualifiers. Out of each qualifier, the top 30 go to another city for the semifinals, and then out of each semifinal, the top 15 advance to the national finals in Las Vegas, where there are 4 obstacle courses, and if you complete all 4 stages, you can win $1 million.
Who is your favorite American Ninja Warrior, would you say?
I think one of my favorites is probably Daniel Gill.
I remember Daniel.
Yeah. He's got really long hair. He's a worship leader from Houston, Texas. He's just really inspiring because he's a man of the people. He's really close to his community. He was really uplifting. He's a super nice guy. And plus, he's one heck of a ninja, too. I mean, he scaled the mega wall, which is an 18-foot version of the warped wall. If you get it in one try, you get $10,000. And I'm going to be trying to follow in his footsteps later this year. I'm going to try to go for it if I get there.
So let's talk some more about you as a fan before we talk about you as a competitor. Now, I seem to recall that you have attended some of the American Ninja Warrior competitions, maybe in Las Vegas, is that right?
Yeah, I've been to Vegas to watch the filming 3 times, and I've been to one of the qualifying filmings once.
Now, I have to ask this because as I watched it, I saw that there's a pretty small crowd at those events, or it seems that way. How did you get to be part of the crowd? Did you have to sleep out and camp out to get in line? Or how
there's
did that
this
work?
Website, it's called On Camera Audiences, and they basically distribute tickets for all sorts of TV shows, like America's Got Talent, Wipeout, American Ninja Warrior. And basically, the tickets are pretty much free. If they're like first come, first serve, though.
So you get a free ticket, but then you have to be there and show up and be one of the first people there in order to get something out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So tell me about your path to being a competitor.
So when I was younger, I didn't know exactly that there's actually a lot of like local leagues and stuff with ninja, like all across the nation. I had no idea. So the first comp I actually did was the junior TV show. So there's another TV show called American Ninja Warrior Junior, where it's 2 side-by-side courses and kids are brought on ages 9 to 14, and they race. First one to the end wins.
Now, the adult competition is timed.
Yeah.
So that there's only one person on the course at a time, and then you compare times with each other.
Yep.
But it was side by side competition for the youth league.
Yes.
Okay. And so when did you first compete in that?
2018. I was 14 years old. I applied for it, having no real idea if I was going to get on or not. And then probably April of that year, I found out I was going to get on it. And then I did my best to train for it. I hadn't been to a ninja gym very much beforehand, so that ended up being my first experience competing, and that really opened me up to a lot of the leagues all over the place, and I was able to go spread my name a lot more.
So where all have you competed?
Just about everywhere you can think of, really. The furthest I think I've gone is probably Florida or Connecticut.
Okay, wow. I've
gone all the way to the East Coast to compete. I've gone to probably all four corners of the country.
And you have a competition coming up soon. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm actually competing on season 14 of American Ninja Warrior next week.
Wow, that's amazing. That's really cool. So when will that air?
Probably sometime in June. They haven't announced airing dates yet.
Yeah.
But it films all next week for qualifying, and then if I keep doing well, I'll keep advancing and going to more filmings to try to get further and further into the competition.
So this isn't junior.
Nope.
This is just the straight-up competition.
This is the big show.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Now, as I watched the show, there were some people who talked about camping out to try to get on. Is that kind of a wild card option that people have to get on? That's a different path from yours, right?
Yeah, it used to be before COVID they would allow it, but it was called the walk-on line.
Oh, okay.
So people who didn't get accepted would wait up to like a full month in a line outside of the set.
Right.
Just to get a shot to compete.
Yeah. But you've built your name up and you're able to just
get on
the show.
Yeah. So the other way to get on the show is the application. So it's like 8 pages of like questions and stuff. And then you have to submit a 2 to 3 minute video explaining.
I remember watching the videos about, I'm doing this for my father and he watch me train and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
There were some heartfelt, touching stories about how people are overcoming adversity in their lives to be able to be part of it.
Yeah. Basically, tell them your story, and if they're interested in you and want to do a bigger scoop on you, then you got a really good shot at getting on the show.
But you've gone through the competitive path to show that you're a real competitor and someone who can,
yeah,
advance.
Yes.
Okay. Stay with us when we come back, more with Tyler. And we talk to his mom about supporting her Ninja Warrior son through the highs and lows of competition.
Do you simply love learning online? We can't wait to have you join the amazing teachers in our brand new Jordan Virtual Learning Academy. In Jordan Virtual Learning Academy schools, we offer innovative, fun, and flexible online learning with daily real-time instruction from teachers. Enrollment is currently open for all K-12 students in Utah. Start on the path to personalized virtual learning success now at connect.jordandistrict.org. That's connect.jordandistrict.org.
Someone who's watched the show, I'm very interested to hear more behind the scenes about how you've prepared. So we're here at the gym, as you can hear in the background, and there are all kinds of contraptions here that really, to me, look more like they're designed for torture than exercise. But fortunately for you, I suspect they look like fun. So can you show me some of the exercises that you've gone through to prepare?
Yeah, sure.
Let's describe what you're going to do, and then let's see.
So, typically, the first round will have, like, 6 obstacles. 4 of them tend, or, like, 3 of them tend to be upper body, and then 3 of them are lower body. And it always ends with the warped wall, which is this ramp
here's the
right
warped
here.
Wall. Tell me about your technique for the warped wall.
So, the best technique for the warped wall is to plan out your steps. Usually, on the show, they allow about 10 feet of warm-up before the wall, so like probably about to where I'm standing now. And usually when I get to the foot of the wall, I try to look up and find the bar on top. And then, because usually your body is going to follow wherever you're looking, so if I find the bar, my body's just going to go straight up.
So the lesson here is look you have to keep your eye on your goal.
Yeah.
In order to get there.
Look
so
where you want to get.
For those who are listening, it's a very, very steep ramp that he's trying to run up. And by steep, I mean like 90 degrees in the air ramp. And then he's got to grab a bar at the top and pull himself up. And how high is the wall?
This one's 14 feet. The one on the show is 14 and a half feet.
Wow.
And then they also have the mega wall, which is 18 feet.
And that's the one where if you scale it, you get 10,000 on the first try.
Yep.
Okay, well, are you ready to show me what you got on this?
Sure.
All right. How many times, before you do this, let's be clear, it's you doing this.
Yeah.
How many times have you scaled a wall like this, would you say?
Way more than I could tell, honestly.
Okay.
They're in just about every competition that I do.
All right. All right, let's see. Let's see. You just leapt up there. It's like nothing.
Yep.
I don't mean to suggest that it's easy, but you make it look easy. Holy cow.
It gets easy after a while.
Wow. That's a tough one because it takes some precision. Oh my heavens. Okay. You skipped. You just went every other hook.
Yep.
That was quickly done. Oh my god. I really can't get over how fast you scaled up that.
Thanks.
That is something. So is this like in the competition?
So this one's actually a little bit different than the competition. So on the show, the gaps between the rungs are a foot, 12 inches. And these gaps are 8 inches. That's why I was skipping
so
them.
So that's why you doubled up. But that's still farther than you're going to have to go.
Yeah.
In competition.
We have another salmon ladder over there that's the right size.
I see. Now, I just kind of can't get over how fast you can do that. What is your persona? What is your name, your character, or are you just you? What's your outfit? I mean, what's your look for the show?
Mostly what I'm wearing right now is actually what I'm going to be competing in. I'll have different shoes on because these aren't really competition shoes.
Yeah.
But my nickname in Ninja is TK Ninja Tricks. It's basically for all the stupid like tricks that I'll do.
Yeah.
At comps, like for example, in my last comp, I made a really good save on an obstacle and I ran off the platform and did a flip.
Oh wow. So do kids at school know about this and your friends know about this, I assume? And what do they think of your being an American Ninja Warrior?
They think it's pretty cool. It's a really unique thing. There's not a lot of ninjas out here. And they think it's really cool to see someone just going after their dream at school. Because everyone kind of... I feel like a lot of people don't really follow their dream very much. They have a really big dream in their head and then kind of just set it aside for, like, money or something they think will make them happy or something like that. So it feels really cool. It gives me a really good sense of power and makes me feel like I'm inspiring a community a lot. And most of the people at school think it's awesome.
Well, I think it's fantastic. And I love that you have dedicated the time and effort that you have to making your dream come true. Tell me what kind of practice schedule you have.
So right now, I train about 4 days a week, usually, for 2 hours per training session. Basically, each day is kind of separated to different disciplines in ninja. Like, one of the days is balance, another day is strict upper body, like holding a lock-off. A lock-off is like where you hang with your arm bent.
Yeah.
Whether it's off of one arm or off of both arms. Or I'll do, like, technique or just, like, power, like training, like, certain moves, like bigger throws. And usually I'll run them all in courses together. Like I'll compile all the obstacles together and run probably 10 obstacles in one course and just have fun.
All right. Let's talk with your mom, Stacy, about what it's like to be a ninja mom. Tell me about your part of this journey.
It requires a lot of dedication to travel. There's not a lot of competitions locally, so there's a lot more on the East Coast than there is out here. So we get a lot of frequent flyer miles.
Yeah.
We have to fly back and forth quite often. initially for him, there wasn't anybody to train him, so that was really hard because there was nobody that did it out here. There was actually no gyms when he started, so he kind of trained himself. But then finding places and getting him more access to things has been, you know, one of those things we've had to do.
Did you kind of know early on, like, yeah, this is going to take hold, this is what he's going to do?
Yeah, he had some really natural skills at it, and as we started getting him into competitions and seeing what he did compared to people who had actually trained, we knew that he was actually really good at this. And I've never seen a kid at 12 years old who put their heart and soul into training and never quit, and that was something that he's just really dedicated to it.
It's really impressive. Just talking to him, it's very clear how much he loves this and how much he has dedicated himself to it.
Absolutely.
Is it hard to watch as mom? Does it make you nervous?
It's extremely.
Or have you developed the same cool, collected demeanor that your son has?
It depends on which kind of competition it is. If it's a local competition, I don't worry.
Yeah.
Not a big deal.
Right.
When he gets into some of the bigger ones that he does, I definitely get the nerves. And it's more, it's not about his ability. It's more of he wants this so bad, and he gets one shot.
Right.
And so I don't want to see him disappointed for any reason.
Well, that's
he's trained so hard.
That's the difficult thing when I watch. And when I even think about watching you, Tyler, is that there's no margin for error. It's not like basketball where you can miss all kinds of shots and still have an amazing game. You miss, and it ends.
One shot.
Yeah. That's the name of the game.
That's the name of the game. All right. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me. I'm really excited to watch you in this competition. I can't wait. And I'm really proud of the work you've done. It's really exciting to see everything you've put into this, and I really like your chances.
Yeah, thanks for having me. That means a lot.
Stacy, thanks for letting us come and talk with you guys, and good luck on your part of the journey as well.
Thanks. The mom nerves will be there, but we'll be okay.
Oh, she's going to be louder than the whole audience and the entire
crowd.
I'll
bet she will.
She is the loudest fan ever.
I love that. And now I'm remembering that there's a part kind of before and after where they say, here's mom watching, and they show, you know, holding
the
your hands like, oh my goodness, shaking and yelling. And so I look forward to watching that as well.
You'll probably hear me all the way here in Utah.
That's good. That's good. Thanks for joining us on another episode of the Supercast. Remember, education is the most important thing you will do today. We'll see you out there.